Salty Coffee. A boy invited a girl to have coffee with him at a party. He was too nervous to say anything, and she felt uncomfortable. Suddenly, he asked the waiter, "Would you please give me some salt? I'd like to put it in my coffee." She asked him curiously, "Why do you have this hobby?" He replied, "Every time I have the salty coffee, I always think of my childhood, think of my hometown. I miss my hometown so much. I miss my parents who are still living there." While saying that, tears filled his eyes. She was deeply touched. Then she also started to speak, spoke about her faraway hometown, her childhood, her family. That was a really nice talk, also a beautiful beginning of their story. They continued to date. She found that actually he was a man who met all her demands. He had tolerance, was kind-hearted, warm, careful. Then they got married and were living the happy life. And every time she made coffee for him, she put some salt in the coffee, as she knew that's the way he liked it. After 40 years, he passed away, left her a letter which said, "My dearest, please forgive me. Forgive my whole life lie. This was the only lie I said to you, the salty coffee. I tried to tell you the truth many times in my life, but I was too afraid to do that, as I have promised not to lie to you for anything. Now I am dying. I'm afraid of nothing, so I tell you the truth. I don't like the salty coffee. What a strange, bad taste. But I have had the salty coffee for my whole life. Since I knew you, I never feel sorry for anything I do for you. Having you with me is my biggest happiness for my whole life. If I can live for a second time, I still want to know you and have you for my whole life, even though I have to drink the salty coffee again." Her tears made the letter totally wet. Someday, someone asked her, "What's the taste of salty coffee?" "It's sweet," she replied. The magic of love works in the loving pairs. Both parts are always ready to sacrifice for the other's sake, though probably such a sacrifice will cause bitterness to the contributing one. He or she feels sweet.